The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with members of the team that plans the many parks, trails, and greenways at Chatham Park.
Today, Chuck and I are talking with Kurt Pfeiffer. Both have been intimately involved with planning and implementing parks, pocket parks, trails, greenways, and open space at Chatham Park. Chuck, will you go first and include some of park planning projects you've been involved with in your career?
I'm Chuck Smith. I am a landscape architect and have been around park design and construction for a number of years. Kurt was actually involved with this too. We did a park at Sunset Beach at the old drawbridge on the Intercoastal Waterway. That's my favorite park. It's just a little very passive in nature.
Kurt, you are the new person to the table today. You're the consultant, the only person not actually employed by Chatham Park Investors. But tell us your background, why you're on this planning team for Chatham Park.
Kurt Pfeiffer with Withers and Ravenel. I'm a landscape architect, have been there for going on 20 years now. And actually, Chuck was the one that hired me at Withers and Ravenel. So Chuck and I go back a good ways. But after Chuck had moved over to Preston Development, I pretty much led parks and recreation projects for our company.
So now I'm going to ask you both to put on your visionary hat, or just what do you think, or what can you envision in the next 10 years? What's something you really want to activate or put into our system that we don't have right now?
Really great question. Put me on the spot right there. One of the things that we really haven't talked about greatly here would be more of like an indoor community center type facility. We're working on the YMCA right now, but that's not necessarily the town of Pittsboro controlled facility where they could have gym space, events, multi-purpose space, and wellness inside. We're already talking to Pittsboro about potentially having something like that in the future. Professionals and consultants here that have a passion for these types of facilities, knowing that the Parks and Rec director in Pittsboro is passionate about providing these types of facilities. It's very exciting to know where we are and where we could be here in the future as far as providing recreation facilities for the residents.
The one that I know we're going to do, and we've just been waiting for the right time and place, and this is pretty important to me. I've got some special needs nieces and nephews, and having a special needs park, not just elements of parks that are accessible to people, but the park itself is designed for the special needs community. I think the best one I've seen, maybe the best one that exists, is Maggie Daly Park in Chicago. Each portion of the park has been designed and created to help everyone enjoy a park that may not be able to get out and play softball. You know, we talked about doing Miracle League Field. I'm sure somewhere in the development of Chatham Park, we've, through staff members who have had a passion for that, but it's a passion for our company, and I know that's going to be something that we take care of pretty soon without knowing exactly when.
There's certain aspects to providing recreation space that's more inclusive for every type of need that just doesn't fall into the category of a play structure or an event that they can do. It's more of the experience too. It's designing the landscape around these spaces. There's different touches, sensory, what I would call plants or plantings, where something that's pretty cool to touch is something that smells pleasant. So a lot of that stuff gets designed into these spaces to, again, meet the needs of a lot of different folks that may visit.
I know we talk all the time about our residential, that we have a product or a house type or something for everybody. So it sounds like what you two are saying is we will have some type of recreation, trail, outdoor activity for any and everybody who wants to visit Chatham Park. That's the goal?
That's the goal. And it's funny how we've had some people comment, well, why do you need to do something like that? We don't see that many people trying to use the park that way.
And we don't have to do it.
But don't have to, but
it's a passion.
It's a passion for us. And as soon as you start providing these kind of facilities, all of a sudden you find out how many people are in the community and just you haven't seen them because they don't have the ability to get out. And there's been no need to get out and use something until it's built. And so we're going to get there, and I hope we get there pretty quickly.
There's no reason or no excuse why every single design cannot be inclusive for everybody. So I think that's the end goal. It's tough to get there with every single project and touch every aspect of inclusive play, but I think that is a good goal to strive for.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.